Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Offside Football Podcast. Today, we're talking with the one and only Sergio about football. Sergio, how are you doing?
Not so bad, happy after last week's event in the Champions League, I must say. Not so much about the weekend, but overall we'll take what we can. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, mate. I'm doing good. Couple of deadlines coming up where we make some time for the fun stuff in the world as well to do. Today we're going to talk about the Champions League, obviously. You mentioned it briefly, Atletico Inter. What a game that was. And then the other games and the draw which took place, as well as maybe some Europa League draw, some interesting fixtures and yeah, some developments there and some late FA Cup drama. And maybe just maybe when if we do have time, some Euros. Topics about the Euros, basically, because I have a little bit of that feeling again. It's coming, it's crawling up on me, the
That
Euros,
it's coming soon,
with
we're
especially with the
approaching
international
it.
break
How
now.
far is left?
I think it's, I don't know, it's June. Does it start in June? So in 2 months, I presume it's in 2 months.
We got
Wait, that's
April,
3 months.
May, and then June is pretty much there already.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm excited, but
And the Olympics as well. I must say, I'm excited for the Olympics.
I don't watch the Olympics. I'm not gonna lie to you, but maybe I
Olympic
will.
football, under 21.
Well, under 21, I think Camavinga's going. What are the plans? I think France have mad plans for there because they're playing in Paris,
No,
obviously.
but Real Madrid
Oh,
says that
here we go.
they're not letting any France players play in the Olympics.
That's interesting.
Club statement because Euros and then the
Paris.
Olympics is gonna happen with what happened with Pedri.
Yep. If you look at him now, man is injured all the time, sadly for him. All right, but without further ado, let's kick off with the Champions League. Now let's start off with, I think, the biggest game, the most exciting one to watch, which was Atleti Inter. Thoughts?
That was crazy. It's a very nerve-wracking game, because they scored first, right? And then it was like, oh, how are we gonna pull three back against this team or two back at least? But then we scored thankfully quickly after, and then the rest of the game, the ball just wasn't going in, And then a Dutch man of Ghanaian heritage by the name of Memphis came through.
Yeah, with a good goal, I must say.
It was a
Clutching.
really good goal. He played so well that game.
Hopefully you can, talking about the Euros, speaking of the Euros, hopefully you can pull that through to the Euros. But yeah, and then a huge chance for Riquelme to put the game to bed, I think in the 90th minute as well.
It was the last kick of the game, 90 plus three, alone in the box. Just got to keep it down on target, and that's a goal.
He strikes
And
it
he
over.
skies it.
He strikes it over. And then what
Thankfully,
went through your
though.
mind then? That's interesting because if
I
you
thought that was the chance, we're losing.
see
I was like, that was our chance to win. But then, he came back, scored the penalty confidently, and did what he should have done.
was that for you a turning point, or were you still confident? Because obviously sometimes you have it when you're playing, obviously you were playing at home, Atleti were playing at home. Is that something that, sometimes you have that in games where you just miss an opportunity and you think, oh fuck, man, that should have been the one.
But that happens normally, like when you're nearing the end of the game, there's always one opportunity, always in every game.
Yeah.
And you're like, you miss that opportunity and you're like, damn, what it could have been,
But
But
you learned.
thankfully, we have the best goalkeeper in the world.
He was again incredible. But you don't take you're not sitting next to your dad and thinking, oh fuck, man, that we could be screwed here.
Yeah, of course. I was
But
like, especially because in extra time, we've already made all our subs. They were a bit fresher than us. And it was like, oof, how are we going to beat this team? A team, actually. I was watching with the Spanish commentary. They hadn't conceded a goal this season past the 75th minute in all competitions.
wow, that is a statistic for you guys at home.
Yeah. And then that was broken, obviously, by Memphis.
Yeah, big Memphis Depay. That was a huge moment. I remember I was screaming because I was so happy, and my mom called and said, "Yo, you need to be quiet because I have to wake up early tomorrow." I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm so sorry."
No, that was it was crazy, man. It was crazy.
It was good. And then obviously the what was it? The extra time came. I felt confident, you know. I didn't have a moment where because obviously when you score so late in the game, I think it was the 80th minute. What was it? 85th?
Yeah,
87th
very late.
minute, pretty much. And then you got that Riquelme chance as well. I think into a
That
couple
didn't feel
of.
like the 87th minute, you know? Like, at the moment in time, I realized I was like, bro, there's like 3 minutes of the game left. But I felt like there was so much longer left.
Yeah, it was tense, and then obviously there was not many that many chances. I don't recall any big chances in the extra time part. I was just
No, the
waiting
extra
for the
time was
pens.
kind of like, we sat back and they attacked.
Yeah, which was a good tactic, I guess. You were very tight because obviously LA were putting on pressure until the 90th minute, obviously, and then you can't keep doing that. But then it came to penalties, and you did what you had to do, which was beat them on pens, and you took some really good penalties. Apart from you missed one,
Yeah.
didn't you? Can't remember who
No, we
missed.
didn't miss.
Oh, you didn't miss. Just.
No, we did. Saul missed, I think.
Yeah. So Nunez. After Alexis
Oh,
Sanchez
bro, about
missed
that
one.
penalty by Memphis, I think Correa also off the crossbar.
Yeah.
Oh my Jesus Christ, how much more do you want to?
And then the guy that scored a penalty in the
The World Cup
quarterfinals
final.
of the World Cup against the Netherlands. He
You
misses.
call
He
it the
tried the
World Cup
penalty.
final as well, no?
Yeah, but obviously against the Holland, he took the last penalty. It wasn't Montiel
Oh,
or
yeah,
whatever
he
his
did.
name was who took the last penalty. But yeah, he scored it. And
But I gotta say about Lautaro, like, he played quite well. Even if he didn't score, he played quite well. He caused a lot of trouble. And, you know, it's just sad because they're just
hit the
gonna
woodwork
remember the
once.
penalty miss. But, anyways, you know, if you're the manager, I also heard that he's missed more penalties in his career than he scored. Why are you putting him fifth? I get it, he's the captain. But surely there's someone better to decide the game.
Well, I mean, it seems to have, you know, they brought on Klaassen as well to take a penalty. He misses. So he
But you
really
know
should
that
have scored it.
happens, you know. I feel like more and more nowadays they make subs for the penalties and then it just doesn't work out. It's happened a couple of times. It happened to Feyenoord as well with Ali.
Yep, that's correct. Even though that
So
wasn't a
what are
bad
your
pen.
thoughts on that? Do you think it should be a player that's been playing the game, is warm into the game, or someone that just comes in and does the work?
I
You as a
think
manager, you have
if I was a
two
manager, I would
subs left.
bring him on
You have
earlier
two
in
subs
the.
left in the 115th minute, and you wanted to go to penalties. Do you make subs for penalties or subs for defense?
Not for pens. 100%. 100%. Because if I'm making subs, if I'm bringing on a defender, he's more likely to miss than my attacker that I can bring on, you know? And then the defenders did well throughout the whole game. But I probably put them on 10 minutes before time if I was to put on a player. Because then, like you say, he's warm, he's got a feel of the ball, etc. But yeah, like Alireza Janbakhsh, for example, he scored a penalty in the semi-final of the Asian Cup against or the quarter-final, etc. when he came on as well, or I don't know if he came on, but you know he's a player that normally scores penalties, and it was the same for Hanchko as well. But you know sometimes it goes that way.
Yeah,
But
I feel
yeah,
like penalties are also very hit and miss. It's just luck at the end of the day.
and if
Like
you're not,
you're lucky if you guess it the right way and you can get it out of the goal.
it was funny because I always something I do is I always analyze the goalkeeper. So for example, Oblak went one way continuously, didn't switch once.
Yeah, he always went to his right.
And that is something that plays on, I think, the player's mind. Like they're gonna second guess themselves. They're gonna think, oh, is he gonna go the other way now? Right? Is he gonna switch it up?
He eventually did in the last penalty, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think Latara just got it on the other side, right?
No, I'm not sure.
I can't remember. But yeah, and then I think the goalkeeper from Inter, Jan Sommer, did the exact same thing. He went left as well.
Is that a new tactic, you think? The goalkeepers is like proven to be more successful?
Think it's because they've got nothing to lose, so it's really easy to just play that mind game, I guess, with the opponent.
And you dive, I guess they also dive to the more comfortable side.
Yeah, maybe their stronger side, but maybe again, I think the players would have done research. I think the staff would have done research as well. So again, it's like the luck of
You can do a lot of research, but at the end of the day, it's
Yeah,
like.
you can ask Louis van Gaal about all the research you can do on penalties and still fuck up. but yeah, it was a sensational game, and it was very much fun to watch as well, especially when it came to penalties and securing the W. And the other games were quite straightforward, so to speak. And then the draw happened. Draw looked good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's interesting.
I think you're.
It's I must say, people really complained about the round of 16, how, oh, there's no good games, all the good teams aren't playing each other. Well, what you get now is a heated quarterfinal series, you know.
Yeah. Looking good. If you compare it to last season, this time last year, Benfica made it through, Napoli made it through, Milan was in there, Inter was in there, Chelsea was in there. That's lots of differences, eh?
Can we talk about three Italian teams last season in the quarterfinals, and this season, no Italian teams?
Yep. That's very true. There's a lot of differences, a lot of interesting things. But yeah, you face Dortmund now. Easiest one of the lot, you could say.
Arguably.
Without underestimating, of course.
Of course, I
But
mean, it's always hard to go and play in a. I mean, did they not top the group with PSG, Newcastle, and Milan?
they did. Yeah. That is
So,
it.
you know, like it's not an easy fixture.
I see chances. I see a lot of chances. I think.
I see chance. Okay, I
I
was
watched.
walking. Yeah, sorry, go on.
I watched the game. Obviously, I was watching both the games. I was watching both Inter, AC, and Dortmund PSV. And PSV had chances to win the game. So if PSV have chances to win a game, then I think LA have an
So
even
do
bigger
we.
chance.
I was going to say that I was watching the Champions League draw on my way to take the train, walking on the street. And when I saw that we drew Dortmund, I screamed on the street out of joy. This may come back to bite me in the ass, you know, but I was like, finally, no Man City, no Real Madrid, no
Yeah.
Bayern, you know. Finally, a good draw because we got fucked over last draw. Inter was definitely the hardest opponent we could have gotten.
Don't recall the other. Yeah, probably.
It was either Inter or PSG, but I'd say Inter on the form
Yeah,
that they are this season.
Inter, definitely Inter. But then if you win, let's say, touch wood, they go through, you face either PSG and Barcelona. That's also an interesting tie. It's a tie with a lot of history.
It is.
Like on and off the pitch as well, you know?
Are we saying this is the Neymar game or the Messi derby, you know, the Neymar derby?
Well, it's not none of them anymore because
No.
they're all in Saudi
No,
and
but
America.
okay. I got one for you. Maybe the who's in PSG right now that played for Barca?
I don't think anyone has.
They all left, right?
Yeah, I think so. But is there anyone that plays for Barca that played at PSG? Oh, the Ousmane Dembele
No, this is
derby.
the Luis Enrique derby, guys.
Okay. Luis Enrique.
Luis Enrique derby.
And Ousmane Dembele was also one we forgot about.
Oh yeah, Ousmane Dembélé derby, the hospital derby, I guess.
The hospital derby. Yeah, the injured derby. Everybody's just fucking injured.
No, but to be
Interesting time.
honest, I think Barca could really easily win it if they don't get like overworked, like if it doesn't get to their heads, you know.
They've got nothing to lose at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. They have a lot of quality in their squad.
Maybe
Like
underestimated.
Lewandowski is so good. He can really turn a game around by himself, but so can Mbappe.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I guess coming off that left side, Mbappe, he'll play Koundé maybe, who's his national teammate, who could have an idea of how to stop him and with the help of Araújo. It could be like a
I
good
think he
way
puts
to try.
Araujo right back, right? Because
Yeah, I think so too.
Araujo also stopped Vinicius last season like so many times
Yeah.
El Clasicos, etc. So I think that's what Xavi's gonna do. Xavi's gonna do. And then Koundé maybe a centre back. But who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
But who knows?
But
Because
I
it's
do
only
want
a
to say,
team.
last time they played in 2021, Mbappe did score a hat trick at the Camp Nou.
Was this the group stage? Yeah, it was the group stage, huh?
Scored a hat trick in the Camp Nou and he scored it. No, this was knockouts.
Oh, no, okay.
And he scored again at home. So, Mbappe is the guy for the big stages.
And I mean, I watched him against Real Sociedad and I occasionally watch him. He's just too good. He's just too good.
He broke the goal. He broke the net.
Yeah. And then across that side, so that probably the easier end of the draw, so to speak, if you compare it to the giants on the other side, Real Madrid, Manchester City, who is going through, and what is your opinion on this?
I think Man City because of Real Madrid's injuries.
I mean, they still have what, 2 weeks to recover? 3 weeks? And I saw, yeah, but I saw Courtois injured again.
Courtois out for the season. They have a couple people in defense out for the season. City have all their players fit, even though actually Haaland
It's
returned
fit.
from Norway. He got injured in the Norway camp, I'm pretty sure.
No, I read from Fabrizio that he's fit and playing in the
Oh,
against
okay.
Benoit, so.
I think City, they're gonna have to like, because you know how to beat Real Madrid, they're gonna have to lose to a new team.
To lose to a what?
To a new team, a team they haven't played before, someone they're not used to. However, like City from the traditional big six teams in the English Premier League, they've only beaten Man United this season. They've drawn or lost to every other team of the big six except Man United.
Including Chelsea as well, because they drew to Chelsea twice.
Yeah. They drew 4-4 against Chelsea.
A mad game.
Crazy game, man.
But yeah, I mean, they met last year around as well in the semi-final. Manchester City won comfortably 4-0. But now you look at a very different, could you say, Real Madrid side?
Yeah, I guess. But
Who is
I gotta say, this is kind of becoming a classic. Though this fixture's happened quite a few times over the past few years.
Yeah, that's very true. They did have Haaland who didn't score in that film 4-0 victory. It was the Bernardo Silva show.
Because Haaland doesn't score in big games.
And now he's going to score. He didn't score in two legs against Manchester's against the Real Madrid. But I have a feeling that Real Madrid are going to go through, man. Not gonna lie to you. I mean, do they play? They play home first, so they play away against in the Etihad. Yeah, I just think they
But
are.
this is like you can play this 1,000 times and every time it will be different,
Yeah, true. It's gonna be a tight game. It's gonna be an exciting game. It's gonna be fun to watch. It's a shame it's on this side as well because you got on the other side, Arsenal Bayern Munich, which was a game that some would like to watch. At this, but it's going on at this
Thoughts on that?
big chances for Arsenal. Big chances for Arsenal.
Really?
Yeah, big chances for Arsenal.
I
Very
don't
big
think they got it
chances.
in them. I think they're too young. I don't think they have the experience, pressure of
Yep.
a big stage, Champions League semi-final.
A quarter final.
Quarterfinal, sorry.
But no, I think they've got it in them. I think especially from last year, you know, I mean, it wasn't quarter final material, but you know, in the stages where they were fighting for a league title. They bottled it, obviously, with some injuries. But I think they know
It's
how to
just
deal with
something in the
pressure.
water in North London, you know?
I think that they will be Bayern. I don't, well, let's be real. Bayern are not that good. They're not the side
Okay.
that are gonna
They're not amazing
thrash
this season.
Arsenal.
But again,
They're 10 points
Thomas
behind.
Tuchel did win the Champions League with Chelsea.
True.
He
So he
came
knows how
to a
to win.
very weak Chelsea side and he won the Champions League with them.
True, true, but you know, I saw a stat. This is a useless stat. But every team that's knocked out Porto in the Champions League has reached the final in the past, I don't know,
Yeah, I
seven
know. I also
years.
saw that stat. But I
That's
was
cool.
also in the World Cup curse, right? That the winner doesn't make it out the group stages. The next World Cup, and France made it to a final last time round. So
Yeah, I remember when we were doing the predictions and you said, yeah, France, they're not going through on the basis of that stat. The fuckers reached the fucking final.
stats and trends are there to be broken.
True. True. But no, I think Arsenal, it's gonna be a very tight game. I'm saying low
They
scoring.
play at home first.
Yeah, which is not
And
ideal.
Bayern Munich don't have away fans because they got a ban for
The Copenhagen thing.
pyro in Copenhagen.
Yeah, which is good. Not the banning, but it's good for Arsenal,
Yeah.
I believe.
At the same time, the player that has scored the most goals against Arsenal in the whole history is Harry Kane.
Academy graduate or got let go. Was he ever in the Arsenal Academy? I know he's an Arsenal fan.
He's not a sort of fan, but I don't think he was a graduate from the academy.
No. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Definitely very exciting games coming up. If you were
This is
to
going to be.
go on.
Go on. I was going to say, this is going to be one for the ages, because after this season, the format changes.
Boo, fuck the
I mean,
format.
the knockout part will still be the same, but the group stage will change.
Boo, yeah, I don't give a shit. Why
Just
change
more
the
money,
teams?
More
Yeah.
money, more money.
More money for yeah, for but we say no to the Super League. It's all the same. They just copy and paste it, and because of the UEFA, they get away with it. But if you were gonna predict the knockout stages quickly, who is going through, and let's see what
We'll
draw.
go one by one, okay?
Yeah.
I think Atleti beats Dortmund. I think PSG will beat Barca.
That's an Atletico Madrid PSG game.
Yeah. And I think Bayern will beat Arsenal
Okay.
and City will beat Real Madrid.
So it's a Bayern City semi-final.
I think Bayern will win that semi-final.
Oh, okay.
I
You
think
really.
Atleti will win the other semi-final, and I think
Come
we'll beat the boys from Germany in the final because of the Harry Kane bottling curse.
on. Oh, what a prediction.
Hot take.
That'd be
How
amazing.
about yourself?
I would fly over to Madrid if Atleti won the Champions League, I'm not gonna lie. I think Atleti will go through. I think PSG will go through. I think Real Madrid will go through. I think Arsenal will go through. I just want to see those games.
Interesting.
I just want to see Arsenal against Real Madrid, and I want to see Atleti.
I was going to get destroyed against Real Madrid. I hope you know that.
Huh?
Arsenal's going to get destroyed against Real Madrid. They're going to wipe the floor with them.
And then what will happen is Arsenal will beat Real Madrid and Atleti will beat PSG. And then my prediction was right all along. A team with the letter A, starting with the letter A, will win the Champions League. So then either Arsenal or Atleti will win the Champions
This is
League.
just to fulfill your prediction. This is like bias to another level.
No, it's just genius.
It's genius. It's like when Messi won the World Cup in Qatar to get more money for PSG.
But how fun would it be if it was an Arsenal Atleti final, man? Just something we haven't. I don't
In
want to see.
London, though, like
I don't want to
if they
see.
play the
Yeah,
final
that
in
would be
Wembley.
huge. But I don't want to see a Barcelona Real Madrid final or a Bayern Munich PSG
I don't
final.
want to see any other Spanish team go past the round,
I just want to see a tie that
Because.
isn't like there all the time. Like we haven't seen.
No, but I feel like Spanish teams are very strong on in tournaments.
Yep.
And if we draw a Spanish team, we're losing over two legs. They know how to beat us.
Yeah, we spoke about that as well. I was kind of happy. If it was Barcelona, yeah, I think we can beat them as well, even though
I think I would probably rather play Real Madrid than Barcelona in a knockout stage as Atleti.
yeah, we've seen
Because
that.
Simeone has never beaten Xavi.
Yeah, but like you said, that's there to be broken. So, chin up.
Yeah, okay, fair.
And then obviously, moving on to the other European competition. We saw some interesting fixtures there as well. Obviously not finaled, however, that doesn't matter. It's an Italy derby, you could say. AC Milan versus AS Roma,
Roma.
who somehow managed to
I
beat
want
United.
Roma to win that game, you know. I want Roma to win that game.
Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out.
I,
How could you say that? How could you say that? You scumbag.
you
It's like me saying I
know I
want
love
Dortmund to win.
Feyenoord. I love Feyenoord. Do you know that?
No, it has to be Milan. I'm a big Milan supporter, as you can see in the
Yeah,
background.
you're a big Leao supporter. You're not a big Milan supporter.
Well, that makes it, yeah, that's true. That's true. I know that AC Milan won 7 Champions League titles.
Also, I don't know if you saw in the Inter game, there was a Roma flag being waved around in the Atleti stands.
Yeah. I saw
Massive Roma.
that. I said to my friends, I was like, why is someone waving a huge Roma flag?
I actually read into it a bit, and it's because the ultra groups of Atleti and Roma are friends.
Yeah. Until they meet, because Roma can't make it to the Champions League, so I guess they will never meet.
In the Super League, in the Super Cup, you know, Roma wins the Europa League, we win the Champions League.
That's never going to happen because Roma
That's never going to happen.
don't deserve success here.
Okay, so Milan Roma, you think Milan wins?
Easy. Easy.
Okay, me too. I agree with that. Then the
Easy.
next one, Leverkusen West Ham. What do we think about that?
I actually think this is a difficult one because, bro, Leverkusen cost me money. The fuckers couldn't beat Carabag the first time around, which I think we spoke about.
They
And
know they lost the second time round if it wasn't for that red card.
yeah, man, they looked on the
Did you see the
brink.
guy though? He tried to high five the referee for
Yeah,
canceling the yellow card, and then he went to get the red card.
That thing went viral. He was like, yes, applauding, and then went like this. And then Taylor, I think it was Taylor, he went
Was nothing,
red
Taylor.
card. And then he got sent off. But I think it's an interesting one. I think especially because West Ham played their second leg at home. I could call, and they beat Freiburg really easily. I know Freiburg isn't on the same level as
But they had already beaten Freiburg as well in the group stages. So he knew how to beat them.
were they in the same group?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. I did not recall. But yeah, Freiburg are obviously ninth. They've only won 9 games, and Leverkusen have won 22
So
games.
West Ham have been very on and off this season. I think Leverkusen will continue the winning streak.
Yeah, true. But if there's one
Maybe
shot,
they.
like, you know how
But
there's
maybe
one
they
shot?
won't win both games, you know, like they may lose away at West Ham, but win at home.
But they must win 2-0 at home then to lose 1-0 away at West Ham.
Yeah.
I could see this one go to extra time, yeah.
Okay, I can agree with that. West Ham
Or,
did win a European trophy last season.
yeah, so David Moyes does like your Tuchel analysis could also work on Moyes, but it could be the same scenario as Roma Brighton as well. That's what I'm thinking. So Leverkusen would just win 4-0 and
Just
then West Ham
absolutely
win
blow out.
1-0. But yeah,
Brighton
that's
really
also an
again
option.
exposed defensively.
Yeah.
They figured out the Acerbi ball. Deserving what Acerbi, what am I talking
The derby.
about? Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. And then we've got Benfica against Olympique Marseille.
Interesting game.
I think it's going to be OM.
I also think so.
I think there's a lot of shit going on behind the scenes at Benfica. Kökçü
Yeah, they're
has
also. I don't
spoken out.
know how they're doing in the league, but they're not first.
No, they are second,
They're
I think,
third.
with the game in hand.
They're
Oh, with
second.
the game behind.
No, they're second. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, Sporting still have a game to play, so they could go 4 points clear at the top.
Yeah, I think OM will also win. Especially with Aubameyang in red hot form.
Top scorer of all time in the Europa League, did you know?
Yeah, after my beloved Falcao.
And then we've got Atalanta, Liverpool, Liverpool, Atalanta. I think that's pretty straightforward.
Okay, this is going to be like the Liverpool, like this. So Klopp does this thing sometimes where he says unnecessarily mean, you know, like how are you starting your strongest 11 when you won 5-1 away from home?
Question.
Mamba mentality, I guess, you know.
Yeah, true. So then we got Benfica, or we got Olympique Marseille, Liverpool, and then we got Leverkusen, Milan.
Yeah.
Really
We all
interesting.
know what the final is going to be, right?
I think you're thinking it's going to be Leverkusen Liverpool. I don't think it's going to be that.
Do you think Milan beats Leverkusen?
I think so, yeah. Someone has to do it.
They
I
could. They
think
could. They did make it to the quarterfinals of the Champions League last season.
to the semis.
Oh, yeah, to the semis, you're right.
They lost to Inter in the semis. Painful to lose to you on like
Yeah, that is tough.
that is a tough pill to swallow, I
But
can.
then I'm sure they were happy after Inter lost in the final and they were looked at by other leaders.
Yeah, true. But I think come on. Let's not be too basic, eh? Let's say Liverpool goes through to the final in Milan. And then we could have what the 20 2005 final again, but in the Europa League. How fun would that be? And then
Okay, so we'll say Liverpool and Milan go through. I can agree with that. And then who wins it?
Liverpool.
No, I think Klopp is going to go out as a loser.
Oh, that is rude, isn't it?
I really, I don't like Klopp because of the way he acts whenever he loses. He acts like such a baby.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Did you see him when he just walked out on a reporter the other day? Because and like it wasn't that deep. He just said something, and the guy got like a pissy fit and left.
Yeah.
Also, when he played at Leti, after we knocked him out, they were like, "This is not a way to play football." Blah blah blah. We were so much better than them. They don't deserve it. Like, bro, you lost. You got out there. You just accept the loss.
Yeah, that's very true. But yeah, I mean, just quickly touch upon the FA Cup as well then. It's looking like they might not even win any silverware this
No, they
season.
won the Carabao Cup.
Okay, well, yeah, apart from that, but is
But
that,
that doesn't really count, does it?
I mean, yeah, it's not like gonna parade this Carabao Cup win.
No, they will, they will.
They probably will, but you know.
Because, I want to point out, I'm not a Liverpool hater. I like Liverpool more than City. It's been the Liverpool City era, but City has won it like six times, and Liverpool have won it once. I understand it's been, they've been second and stuff, but it's more of like a Bayern Munich Dortmund than a Real Madrid Barca rivalry, at least in the recent memory.
Maybe, but the thing is, they have faced an incredibly difficult and good Manchester City side, which I don't think anyone or any team has ever faced, right? So they lost what twice by 1 point or something ridiculous, or once at least, and then City went above the 100 points as well.
But like game's the game.
And I agree, they have not spent as much as Manchester City. Like academy graduates, etc.
It hasn't really been fair in terms of spending. Man City do have 115 financial fair play breaches.
Yeah, which has to
Oh,
be
did you
investigated.
see Trent's comment
Hmm?
about how Trent Alexander-Arnold's comment about how their trophies meant more?
I agree. 100% agree.
I agree, but as a professional footballer, you're not saying that. It's like,
Especially when you're not playing the game. But it was.
it just sounds kind of like, like saying that your team is worse.
Yeah. Kind of admitting that they are better in a way. But yet it means more to them. So you're kind of trying to dig back at them, I guess. It wasn't the smartest of moves, but yeah, it was interesting. But yeah, then also Liverpool got knocked out by Manchester United in the FA Cup, which was interesting.
Crazy game.
Crazy game. I thought it
What
was
do you
gonna
think,
end.
actually?
I thought it was gonna end.
Diallo getting sent off after celebrating by taking a show. Second yellow.
Yeah, that should be abolished, bro. Like, let my man take his off his shirt, bro. It's emotion.
Yeah,
Like, come on.
I think it can depend, like in certain situations, you have to allow it.
Well, I mean, I think the thing is, like, sometimes people have messages on them, which I think is fine as well, as long as it's like
Yeah, and
proven.
then they get a yellow card for it.
If it's like, if they if the player has a message which they have on the show and they like send it into the UEFA or to the FA or whatever, and it's approved, then why not? You know, if they want to get a message across, or if their mother has died or their grandfather, and they score and they take off the shirt, like how are you giving a yellow card for that? And if someone scores a winner, bro, like that, my
Because
man.
even the referees don't want to do
Yeah, I've heard referees also like try and really they really
it. Like in
struggle
the
with.
World Cup, I remember Aboubakar scored, took a shirt off, and then the referee was like, "I'm sorry, shook his son," and he had to leave.
That's an iconic moment as well. But no, that they should abolish that rule. It's silly, because then how is that? How should you be punished the exact same way for taking a shirt off when someone just breaks someone's ankle, you know, and they get a yellow because of, or someone pulls someone back who's from goal.
Who's it harming taking your shirt off? It's
Holland.
not harming anyone.
No, it's not harming anyone. But yeah, it's an interesting one. I think someone else spoke about it as well. That they should abolish the rule because it's a bit of a silly rule. It's a silly
It's
rule.
just passion, you know. It's like you can't control passion in the moment of the game.
Yeah, it's just passion. It just that comes out. You just like I don't know why people do it, but it's I guess it's an impulse or an instinct.
Yeah, to like let yourself go, you know, let yourself free.
You fully send it, but yeah, it was fun to watch, and I thought Liverpool were going to win the game, but they lost, and I'm so happy for Ten Hag, and I'm so happy for Man
And
United, even
Liverpool
though I'm a Man
cried
United
about it,
fan.
of course.
Yeah, they did, and well, it's painful, you know. Everybody expected Liverpool to go through, and then you lose to a really up and
A
down United
rival.
team. Yeah, the biggest wrongful, you know. Still, you can say about City what you want, but for the fans, Man United still their main rival, even though they haven't been able to live up to the. To the or to be in the train of the Manchester City Liverpool train in the last couple of years, but you know, they pulled a miracle out of the bag, which happens in football, which is fun. And then now they face Coventry, so they could reach the FA Cup final.
No, Coventry will win.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Milan van Ewijk, Dutch player, right back, he said, he came out. Into the press and said, "Yo, we could beat Man United if because they're so up and down and stuff like that." And yeah, maybe that will
Yeah, I
motivate the
saw
United
about
players. I don't think it's a smart move by any means,
that.
but I
No,
thought it was funny. I would
yeah,
definitely
but
not.
you know, they did score two goals in added time against Wolves. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was sensational. All right, and then you got Chelsea, Manchester City, but. I was gonna say it's gonna be City, but you never
Chelsea
know
not gonna
because.
lie.
But yeah, Chelsea against what Southampton and Leicester was a bit iffy.
I think Chelsea could win the FA Cup, you know.
They could do. It wouldn't really surprise me, but it would
With
at the
my
same
guy Cole Palmer, you know.
time. Yeah, that's enough. All
Okay.
right. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you, Sergio, for being here again. It was fun. It was fun, especially the results were good. So that makes it a
Yes,
hell of
that's
a lot
it.
more fun. Anything you want to
Thank you for listening. If you stuck around till the end, and have a good day.
Thank you very much for listening. Yeah, and have a good day. Bye bye.